A controversial 45-unit, 81-bedroom, and 64-parking space apartment building just got approval in Fairfield. It's on Reef Road, which is the beach area of town, and it's considered to be an 830G project. But now there's actually an appeal for that decision. And joining us to talk more about this is Alexis Harrison from the Town Planning and Zoning Commission. Alexis, you and one other commissioner voted against this plan. And I wanted to just, first of all, understand where exactly this is and what some of the trouble surrounding it is as well.
Sure. Yeah. Good morning. It's always great to be with you. Thank you. And I just want to bring the caveat that, you know, I don't speak for the Fairfield Zoning Commission. You know, I speak as, you know, an individual member. And we are in the appeal process right now after, you know, we have 20 days for residents to appeal our decision. And I don't know if that's happening, but we are in that period. So I am fairly limited on what I can say. But I think this is very troublesome that we did approve this. And I say we because I am part of the commission, even though I did, you know, vote to deny it. You know, we received, and everyone knows Reef Road is, you know, the gateway to the beach. If you remember Superstorm Sandy, that whole area flooded extremely bad, caused, you know, a lot of human issues, public safety issues. I'm old enough to remember, Melissa, back in the early 90s when there was a nor'easter, a fluke nor'easter in the middle of December that flooded that area. So this is a flood-prone area, and we know in the age of climate change, that it's only going to get worse and worse with, you know, catastrophic weather events. But the commission, which is very unusual, we actually received a letter from the DEEP from a gentleman who oversees the Land and Water Resources Division, said that any proposed increase in residential density in this area would cause significant increase in hazard to life and property. And that's highly unusual because we never receive these kinds of letters. But this kind of decision to add more density to a flood-prone area, to me, is just a recipe for disaster.
That's interesting. So did everybody on the commission get that notice from DEEP? I mean, five people voted in favor of it.
Yeah, I think we absolutely all did. It was all in, you know, these applications are hundreds of pages long, and that was a big focus. It was a big focus of the neighbors' concerns who came out in droves to speak out against that. In this area of town, just think about adding, you know, possibly 80 more cars to Reef Road. If you're familiar with Reef Road, it's a fairly narrow road.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not, you know, parking on the street already exists because a large contingent of Fairfield University students live down there. But not only the evacuation for Reef Road is problematic, adding all this density, but also the Fairfield Beach Road area, which is another concern. So we have to think about the hundreds of residents who live on Fairfield Beach Road, too. And I think this is one of the failures of 830G. Commissions we have to show the evidence to show public safety and health hazards. So that burden is on us. That shifts with 830G, which is unlike any other application that we see as planners. Another issue that came up, too, that a commissioner brought up during deliberations, is that when we wear our zoning hats when we pass or don't pass an 830G. That's under our zoning hats. But we also carry out an environmental policy called the Coastal Management Act. And the DEP in the same letter told us that we're violating that policy of that act if we're putting human life at risk by adding that many more density in a flood area. But due to the nature of our proceedings, we didn't have time to get a legal opinion on the Coastal Management Act and see if that would be overriding 830G because we had to approve it essentially that night. We were at the limit. So it was very unfortunate that we didn't have that information.
So we have Alexis Harrison here from the Fairfield Planning and Zoning Commission. And can you tell me, Alexis, give me an idea of where on Reef Road this complex would go? Like, I'm really struggling to understand where this is going to go.
So it's actually right near Veterans Park. It would actually be, they would tear down two houses on Reef Road and another one on Forest Avenue.
Are those abandoned homes or something? Or are they just not being used?
No, I was actually walking down there yesterday. It looks like the homes are occupied, but I'm sure the applicant, and this is within his right, to see, you know, an opportunity to possibly maybe make more money by having these two lots or these two or three lots and making them into, you know, a larger apartment building.
Okay.
Under 830G, an applicant has to put together an affordable housing plan, and they only have to set aside 30% of those units to be affordable for 40 years.
Okay. And that was going to be my other question is, you know, 830G only requires, to in my humble opinion, a small amount of actual affordable units. I mean, do we have any idea how much it's going to cost people who want to rent apartments there?
So I believe I would have to look at the affordable housing plan to be sure, but I believe it's a combination of 80% of area median income and 60%. So again, to your point, probably not super affordable. I think about probably people in their 80s or people, you know, who have income constraints. It probably isn't really affordable. But again, it's the letter, you know, it's the law of Connecticut. That's the failures of it, quite frankly. It's not really helping people who really need it.
And my other thing with this, too, an earlier point that you had asked or you had mentioned, Alexis, is, you know, there's obviously controversy surrounding it, and I'm not for or against it. I was a college student myself. I understand. I actually worked what used to be, I don't know if it's still called that, at the Inn at Fairfield Beach. I used to work there as their marketing director many years ago. Yeah.
Hello.
So I'm very familiar with the area and certainly babysat for a family who lived on Reef Road. So I'm very familiar with it. But my concern with having an apartment complex that goes there as well is what would stop Fairfield U students from taking those slots? To me, they've already proven they get beachfront properties every single year. They rent out those properties, so there's no question that they'd probably rent these out too, right? I don't know.
Oh, no question.
Right?
No question. And some of these units are quite small. I mean, they're some of them are actually 500 feet in size. I mean, they're not a square feet in size. They're not. Some of them are not huge apartments. So you can imagine, you know, two students in each of them. And, you know, I don't blame them. I don't live far from the beach in Fairfield, but I have students who live next door to me. They have that right. But that does cause another concern. But, you know, because, you know, we know that it's been a prominent issue with Fairfield U students in the beach area.
I feel like when we say it's an 830G project, my concern is that's fine that it's an 830G project. But if you think Fairfield U students aren't going to take most of those units up, I mean, that alone would make me kind of worried about building something like that, only because you're not really helping the cause, which is what 830G is supposed to be, right? Making it affordable for people who want to work and live in Fairfield to live there. I can promise you Fairfield U students would probably take up a majority of that apartment complex. I would be shocked. Right? So there's nothing, though, in the I don't know if there'd be an ordinance, but there's nothing in there that would say it blocks. And I don't want to be discriminatory, but I mean, to get right to it, that to me would be a huge red flag, is the fact that this is really not actually going to help with the housing crisis and people wanting to live in Fairfield. It's really going to accommodate, I would think, more Fairfield U students.
I think it would absolutely. I mean, that would be natural. I mean, I know Fairfield U students actually, in some cases, get into a lottery to rent a house by the beach. This is, you know, the rite of passage. I know that from family members who lived at the beach when they were, you know, college students at Fairfield U. And there's a lack of, you know, housing by the beach because so many students are drawn there for the obvious reason. So that was something one of the commissioners brought up. This is essentially going to be another dormitory for students. But that's really not the issue to me. The bigger issue is the flood and the human factor.
Sure,
and I brought that up.
Sure. I mean, and when you look at just all those homes, and I too, I mean, I was born in 1990, but I've certainly seen that area change. Like I said, I was a babysitter there in the late 90s, and I worked at the hotel in the 2000s. And so I'm very familiar. And that whole neighborhood, that area is completely different. I mean, those homes are totally built up because of the flooding issues that even before the superstorms and all of that. So I read a note in your newsletter that there was an error on the agenda, noting during deliberations it incorrectly stated that the deadline to decide was November 9th, when in fact it was October 9th. Do you feel like that is why there was an approval? Again, I know you can't speak for the entire commission, but do you think that played a role?
I don't know. I think it could have given us, you know, more time to get a legal opinion. You know, I think town council could have, you know, if we had probably another few weeks, I think it would have been very helpful in our decision making to understand, you know, what is at play here. Is it the Coastal Management Act, which is something that we do enact, or is it 830G? What can the Coastal Management Act supersede 830G? I think getting that guidance would have been very helpful. I also think, and this is, I've been on the commission now for 4 years, and we've seen many 830Gs now, and I think there's also a fear of lawsuits, which to me is never an excuse for, you know, for enacting bad policy. But I think, you know, we don't see many of these 830G cases going our way. And, you know, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of, you know, time and whatnot. And we just had another, we had a decision recently that didn't go our way. So I think there could be a fear of lawsuits and a protracted, you know, court proceedings. I don't know if that's the answer, but I think, you know, that could be a you know, a factor.
Well, I certainly would love to hear more on this. And I, as Alexis had mentioned, there is an appeal process that's going on right now. And we'll certainly watch that play out. But if there are commissioners, especially who did approve this project, I'd love to get your side of the story as well. Alexis Harrison, I always appreciate you sounding the alarm about anything going on housing wise in Fairfield, as well as just across the state and the work that you do with 169 Strong, CT 169 Strong. Thank you so much for making the time always for WICC. We really appreciate it.